because comedy is so close to tragedy, and truth really is stranger than fiction. It's AM 1500, KSTP.
Listen out, people, wherever you are, cruising in your kitchen or cruising in your car, I said, put up that antenna on your radio. Time once again for the Don Vogel Show.
Still my mouth guitar. I think I'll listen to Mike instead. Woo! Good God, oh my. All right. Don Vogel, Tommy Mischke, the piano player and the creator of the themes, and Holly Palmer, an awesome producer.
Gee, thanks, Don.
Matter of fact, I think of Holly's my producer, I go, aw, some. Sorry.
No, sorry. You're not. If you were sorry, you wouldn't have said it in the first place.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I have to promote something. And of course, whenever I promote anything now, I've learned from the Dean of Promotion, Larry King, how to do this. Larry King promotes everything he does about 8,000 times before he actually does it. And it's apparently worked for him. He's known all over the world. He's got the big TV show on CNN, the big radio show. He's got the USA Today column, so it's really... Must be working for him, right?
Larry is he's a production machine. I wish he'd do a little bit more of what he used to do, which was just, you know, talking to people.
Yeah, but when he did that, he wasn't as famous as he is now. And apparently he thinks that he's gotten famous by doing self-promotion. So now that I have to promote something, I'll just do a Larry King. All right, Holly, if you want to...
Hello. This is... Don Vogel, on Saturday. Why do I sound like Larry King if I'm Don Vogel?
See, I haven't decided who to be for this, but I better... See, I gotta be me, though.
Yeah, you put yourself in quite a pickle there, because if you said you were a king, you know, then...
Then it would be him getting the promotion instead of me, and God knows he doesn't need it.
Maybe it would be best if you said, I'm Larry King, I'll be on with Don on Saturday, because technically he'll take your voice with you.
Yeah, as long as people don't get the impression it's Larry King doing the show Saturday.
That's true.
So, this is the dilemma that I have, and it is quite a pickle to be in.
I don't know how you're going to get out of it.
Nor do I. This is what we call a Gedney pickle. I don't quite know how to extricate myself from this. You see, if I... You know, I should have thought this concept through a little further. Sort of like the truth phone, you know? Today, it must say that my astrological chart doesn't think concepts through to conclusion, apparently, because I don't know what to do.
I read your chart today, and this is supposed to be a banner day for you.
Why? What did it say?
You'll have good connections with people.
And who am I going to connect with? No, but I don't know. I don't know what to... Holly, what do I do? You're the producer.
Want to start the show over? We can start the whole 3 o'clock hour over. I mean,
yeah, that's
works for other people on the staff. We can just start it over, pretend like none of this ever happened,
yeah.
And you can think it through during the theme.
Yeah, that's a pretty good idea. Let's do that, shall we?
Sure, hold on.
All right. Just do it that way. Start the whole...
Because comedy is so close to tragedy, and truth really is stranger than fiction. It's AM 1500, KSTP.
Listen out, people, wherever you are, cruising in your kitchen or cruising in your car. Do-do-do.
Put
that antenna on your radio.
Do-do-do.
And once again for the Don Vogel Show. Keep it.
Don Vogel with Tommy Mischke and Holly Palmer. Welcome. All right, I got it figured out now. Larry King is such a nice guy that he is going to promote me. That's how nice he is. He wants me. Why the hell didn't I think of that 5 minutes ago? Right? Would have been a brace.
Well, Larry just called and said he.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, Larry just called. Isn't it funny? Well, the music was on. Larry King called, and Larry said, "I'll promote you." And I said, "Thank you, Larry." He said, "I want you to have some of the same success that I've had." And I said, "Larry, what a heck of a guy." I see, it would have made so much sense if I'd just done it that way, wouldn't it? But, you know, better late than dead. So, ladies and gentlemen, to promote what I'm going to do Saturday, Mr. Larry King.
Thank you. This is Larry King promoting Don Vogel and the show that Don Vogel will be doing on Saturday for Bob Yates. Now, wait a minute, who are you?
I'm Don Vogel, Larry.
Oh. Well, what does it have to do with Bob Yates?
Well, it's his show, technically, on Saturday.
Oh. Let me see if I have this straight. I'm Larry King.
Larry, everybody already knows who you are.
You do a lot better job, Larry, promoting your own stuff than you're doing with Don.
Well, you don't think I'm going to promote someone else without using my name? I'm Larry King promoting Don Vogel, who is doing the Bob Yates show, if that makes one damn bit of sense to anyone. On Saturday, noon until 3, that's Don Vogel doing Bob Yates' show from noon until 3. Saturday, I'm Larry King. Listen to the Larry King show.
All right, Larry, thanks.
God.
Yeah. Couldn't even do that without promoting himself. He said he was going to promote me, but he just wanted an excuse to come on my show to promote him to promoting me.
Probably better off without Larry.
At least I got the concept straight, though, anyway. But see, if I promote myself like Larry King does, it sickens me because it sounds so shameless, and you know what I mean?
Well,
I'm
convinced people are going to turn on Larry King tonight expecting Bob Yates.
Our first guest will be Bob Yates, who does the Bob's Radio Basic Show, and I'm Larry King.
Probably so. 646-8255, 1-800-962-0792. Are the numbers.
Got a hot one off the wire here, Don.
Yeah?
Homer Hardy of Tulsa, Oklahoma, tried desperately to get through to 911 after his wife suffered a seizure, but he kept getting a busy signal because fans calling for Garth Brooks tickets overwhelmed the phone system. He couldn't get through. Well, Hardy's wife, she died.
Well, that's terrific. That's swell.
Why don't you get Kleenex, Don? Those must be tears welling
up in your eyes. Why can't I get through on the phone line? Damn. How could I get Garth Brooks tickets? Hey, hang up, would you? My wife's got a seizure. Too damn bad, buddy. I was down here half hour ago trying to get through. I'm all hanging up now for nobody. But my wife is sick. Well, tell her to get better.
Hardy was apparently extremely upset and distressed over this till he found out it was Garth Brooks, who was one of his favorite performers.
Yeah, that it was okay. Oh, well, hell, no wonder the phones were busy. I understand now.
I should have been calling myself instead of 911.
Why, daggone tootin', I bet you there ain't one dag ticket left in the whole dag town. What a hell of a time she picked to have a seizure.
Then again, it's one less person to have to take.
Well, that's true. Gonna cost me half as much if I get a ticket scalped. I imagine they'll be scalping them before the show anyway, so if I have to pay $150 for one, at least I don't have to pay $300 for two. That's good. So, Jay, where's my Pepsi, man?
It's in there.
It's off to your right.
Just like the Prego spaghetti sauce?
And
it's in
to your
there.
Right. More to your right.
Oh,
almost.
Yeah!
The hell did he put it over there for?
I didn't put it there.
I guess the sushi boy is probably playing with you a little bit.
Must be his fault, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see who this is. Who's coming in here?
Hello, Don Bobo.
Oh, it's Willie Griffin, famous alleged blues legend.
You know, I don't want to take up your time because I know Day Dow going to be on with you, but our that was Joe Tutuated movie, Pop.
That was what?
That was Joe Tutuay who moved your pop.
What's he saying?
Joe Sushere, he's trying to say, but he has no teeth. It's hard to understand him without teeth. Well, let's try the syllable again, by syllable, like I did with David. Maybe that'll... Joe.
Do.
Sue.
Do.
Ter. So now he's got me doing it. Sue, sure.
Tar.
Hey.
Hey.
Now say it right away.
Joe Tutuwe.
Anyway, thanks for letting me know, anyway.
All right, now, Bolo.
Dave Dahl here.
That is the funniest guy I've ever seen.
He is
funny.
He doesn't mean to be, though. It's just the way he is.
He's just a funny guy.
I'd like to hear.
I guess with him it would be, I know I've done a crappy job, I guess, for the last 4 years.
I'd like to hear a president, after being elected, say, "Now that I'm elected, it's important that I inform you I will be unable to follow through on any promises I might have made during the campaign. These promises were intended to get my butt to the Oval Office.
And it worked.
Now that I'm here, it's my job to lie, cheat, and steal and engage in any other nefarious activity to keep my butt in the Oval Office. I'm no Abe Lincoln, but I'm no Jeffrey Dahmer. You elected me. Live with me."
Yes, we will raise your taxes. Do something about it.
There you go.
They're already listing in USA Today the long litany of promises Clinton made that he's having to backpedal on now. That's already begun. The guy hasn't even taken office.
Yeah, well, I don't quite understand this, but I'm trying to get it. They want Defense Secretary, newly named Defense Secretary Aspin, to...
change his name because of the gay rights thing in Colorado?
No.
Oh, sorry.
To rescind this order about gays, you were close, in the military. In other words, they want him to do it instead of Clinton doing it. Does that make sense?
Any more information on that?
It says Clinton may shift gay ban issue to defense chief.
Gay ban? Is that like any perspirant?
Get gay ban today.
Shift it to this.
No, he wants to. He wants Aspin to issue the written instructions to lift this ban on gays in the military. And he wants all legal action on gays to be dropped. But gay activists are saying that, hey, Clinton's the one who was campaigning. One of the things he was campaigning about was gays in the military, letting him be in the military without any problem. And now he's weakening his pledge on that. Because he's having the defense secretary do it instead of himself, just making an executive order. They say he's backing down on that.
Oh, I see. I see. In other words,
they say he's sort of wimping out.
Yeah, well, I can see what they're saying, because if it is the defense secretary's apparent prerogative to do so, but the president can also do so.
Yeah, I mean,
and whoever does it is going to be remembered for doing it.
It accomplishes the same thing, but this way Clinton doesn't have to sort of, quote, get his hands
dirty. Boy, he is the consummate politician, isn't he?
Well, I try to be, Tommy.
That's going to be the toughest thing about having him president for me, and I voted for him. The toughest thing is going to be just seeing a guy squirm in the middle like this, just trying to play all sides. I have a hard time with that.
Yeah, well, Tommy, you got to do that, man, and I've been trying to do a good job as best I can. And I mean, if we're going to let the gays be in the military and stuff, it's just I'd just rather have Les get involved with it than me.
Well, President Clinton, here's a scenario for you. You either will have to or will not attack Saddam Hussein sometime in your term. What are you going to do when half the country wants you to and the other half doesn't?
Well, I'll go with the majority, really. And oh, you said half and half, didn't you?
Yeah, there is no majority there.
Well, you'd have to, I mean, it can't be split half and half exactly, can it? I mean, there's got to be like one on one side or the other, isn't there? I mean, out of 270...
Sounds like if there's not, you just start to smoke and gurgle and all of a sudden explode.
Well, and I don't know, I hope that never comes to that, but out of 200 and some million people, Tommy, I'm sure that it can't be split exactly half and half. Oh, my God, I didn't think of that. Hillary, what can I do, honey? Hillary, you got a legal brief on that or something? So, Bill's sort of... Oh, man, I hope he doesn't waffle like they said Jimmy Carter used to.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of.
He won't be a Democrat in the White House for another 50 years if this happens. We just barely got one in this time, and... Oh, man.
I mean, the similarities are already so close already just in their the part of the country they come from, their appearance.
And it transcends whether or not you believe that gays ought to be in the military. The point is, Clinton was a big advocate. You remember him all through the campaign. about how he's for gays having the right to be in the military.
Right.
Which I would agree with, by the way. But then to say, well, but I don't want to make an executive order, just have Aspen do it, that just seems wussy to me. You know, it just seems like it's not very authoritative to me somehow.